We told you about the history of the Eastland disaster. Now let's delve into the supernatural occurrences surrounding one of Chicago's greatest tragedies.
The Eastland disaster was the deadliest disaster in Chicago history. It remains the deadliest disaster in Great Lakes history. The Chicago Fire was, we think, nowhere even close to the loss of life. So many of the people that were on the ship were Bohemians. So many of them had plots here anyway, or planned to be buried here with their country folk. Flight of the Eastland disaster remains one of the most haunted areas of the city, and there are still reports today after almost 100 years of people passing by the area that will report seeing luminescent faces and bodies in the water where the Eastland capsized. There seem to be a lot more ghost stories at these locations when people are not remembered and these events are not remembered. And it is absolutely true that at the Eastland disaster site, after there was finally a memorial put up after many years and much hesitancy by the city, there was a great difference in the amount of activity that's been reported. Those areas, the Wacker Drive, the Clark Street Bridge, the LaSalle Street Bridge, these are still places with a lot of activity today, as well as some of the locations that were used as temporary morgues for the Eastland victims.
Initially, when the Eastland rolled over, bodies were being pulled from the river, from the ship itself. They were being taken to nearby warehouses and stores. Then the Cook County coroner came on the scene and realized that this thing was just incredibly enormous, and he decided that they needed to set up a consolidated temporary morgue, which they did at the 2nd Regiment Armory building, which later became the studios for Oprah Winfrey.
So it's not surprising that that site, along with some other minor morgues, are known as places that are still actively haunted, where apparitions are seen of people dressed in Edwardian-style clothing. There are smells of perfume and cigar smoke, which are often associated with hauntings. And a lot of times people will hear voices or snippets of conversation between people that aren't there.
Anthony, how do you feel about the supernatural? Believe in ghosts?
What? Me? Ba-ba-ba-na-ba-na! I ain't scared of no ghosts.
That wasn't bad. That wasn't too bad.
I appreciate it.